What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. Man, I know it's been a little while since I've done a podcast. I've just been really focusing on my basketball shit, to be honest with you. That's the main reason why I haven't been doing my podcast or anything like that. And I forgot to put my earphones in, so it's going to sound a little different right now. All right. But anyways, like I was saying, I've just been working on my basketball thing, but I am going to get back into podcasting. Like, I need to be doing that shit every week, Sunday, 420. Y'all know where it's going to be at. It's going to be up over here. But anyways, before I go on, if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to gain muscle, if you're looking for any type of fitness-related activities, hit me up. I got you. Whether it be for personal training or whether it be for online coaching, you name it. I got you with the tips. So hit me up and I'll get you with the rates for my online coaching or also for my personal training sessions. It's very cheap, very affordable. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. All right, and so today, first topic, y'all knew I was going to talk about this nigga, Kanye West's new album, Ye. In my opinion, Kanye is back. And in my honest opinion, I believe that Kanye is back because that album was fire. That album was straight fire, like. Before I go anywhere, I just want to say I'm happy that nigga didn't bring his politics into that shit, because it wouldn't have been the greatest thing. But like I told y'all, man, I knew this shit was coming. I told y'all that nigga, he has something up his sleeve for the reason why he's saying all this shit. He wants y'all to pay attention to what he has to say. Like that first song hit. I seriously thought about killing you, because he's thought about killing himself. And he loves himself more than he loves anybody else. So him contemplating about killing you is only right. That's crazy. That nigga, he think different. But yeah, man, I give that album a 9 out of 10. It's not like I'm going to be having it on repeat all the time, but I'm going to be listening to that song very, very often. And then also, Ye also, I don't know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but Ye also made amends, well, he didn't make amends with Drake, but he tweeted out that, oh, he doesn't do beef or anything like that. So if you have an issue with him, then hey, so be it, but he's not gonna fight back or anything like that with the Drake thing. And I respect that. I really didn't expect Ye to even give a response regardless. But I hella respect Ye for that. Just because, like, why, bro? Sometimes it's not necessary. I mean, yeah, it's good publicity and all that stuff, but sometimes it's just not necessary at all. Which leads me into the Pusha T and Drake beef. This shit came hard. So, for y'all, for those of you who don't know what's going on between Pusha T and Drake, and if you don't know what is going on, then you must live under a rock. But so Pusha T came out with his new album, which is fire. Y'all should go listen to that shit too. And on the last song called Infrared, he's like throwing shots at Drake. He's throwing shots at Lil Wayne. Well, he's not really throwing shots at Lil Wayne. He's like showing Wayne that he feels sorry for him. And he's throwing shots at Baby, because, I mean, y'all know what's going on with Lil Wayne and Baby. And then 2 days later, Drake decides to come back with his duppy freestyle, like, response. In my opinion, before I continue, my opinion doesn't really matter. My opinion is my opinion. I'm just voicing it. I feel like that Pusha T won that first one because the response was cool and everything, but it was just catchy. It wasn't really saying anything. It was just catchy. But anyways, after that, that nigga Pusha T came back with Son of Adidon. Oh my god, that shit was. I don't know. That shit was fire. Drake is yet to respond or anything like that. But for those of y'all that are saying that, like, oh, Pusha T went in too far, or that Pusha T is doing too much, my nigga, it's fucking hip hop. It's hip hop beef. I don't think there's a rule book for a hip hop beef. Who the fuck is texting me? Yeah, it's my girly. But yeah, it's just crazy to me how people are offended that, like, oh, Pusha T said so so so. But then when Drake was coming for Kid Cudi, y'all didn't say shit. Or when Drake was talking about Meek Mill's relationship or anything like that, y'all didn't say shit. But now all of a sudden Pusha T's went too far. No, y'all niggas just say that y'all are Drake fans. It's cool. I'm still gonna listen to Drake regardless. After this beef, I'm still gonna listen to Drake. I'm still gonna listen to Pusha T. But it's just entertainment right now. It's really good entertainment. It's good publicity too. I don't know. Once you hear why Pusha T said all that shit in his interviews that he does, then it makes sense. But anyways. Oh, FYI, this is going to be a short podcast because I haven't done one in a minute and I really didn't prepare for this at all. I just thought of the things that I'm talking about. But yeah, NBA Finals. LeBron James. LeJames Bron. That nigga, he real life took his team. He proved me wrong the whole playoffs. He's been proving me wrong the whole playoffs. Which is why I really can't write him off for the finals either. I want him to win. But that's crazy though. That nigga's real life carrying that squad. They almost won too. J.R. Smith is a stupid ass nigga. That nigga got the rebound and took the ball back out instead of putting it back in. Or at least dribbling it once and then step back fadeaway. He should have took control of that, but, you know. Not everybody thinks the same. But, yeah, the Warriors, they're definitely going to beat the Cavs. There's no, I mean, unless LeBron, if LeBron could beat the Warriors, then he is, well, he's already a GOAT, but he might be the GOAT. Like, he might. That could be something that makes him surpass Kobe and Jordan. Because that shit, if he really does, that shit will be intense. That shit will be crazy. But yeah, man, Lakers are gonna be a whole different squad next season. I can't wait to see what the Lakers look like next season. Then niggas is probably gonna. Hey, they have the fifth best odds to take everything according to like Las Vegas betting sites and all that shit. That's crazy. The fifth best odds. And we know why. They could sign whoever the fuck they want. They got money. So that's just gonna be easy for them. Like, man, let's get this paper. So, like I said, this podcast really wasn't going to be long, but I actually had an idea. So, one of my old classmates, she has sent me a series of questions asking me, hey, can you answer these questions for my cousin? Because he has, something for class. And I'm like, all right, for sure. And it was just basically questions about asking about, like, what does it feel like to be a black person or this and this and this. And I'm like, oh, shit. That'll be something I could talk about my podcast. So guess what, nigga? I'm talking about my podcast. All right, hold on, give me a second. I actually had taken pictures of them. So I'm just gonna read them. I already responded to her, but I'm just gonna read them and then I'm just gonna like answer them personally. And so instead of any type of motivation or inspiration or whatever I usually do, I'm just gonna this is what I'm gonna say. So, all right. So the first question is, what does it mean to be a member of your ethnic group? Well, first of all, I'm African, but that automatically implies that I'm black, obviously. And to me, honestly, what it means to be black is that every day, in and out, I have the personal responsibility to work harder than those that are around me, you know? Because statistically speaking, the black man doesn't get fair treatment compared to the white man. The black man, when it comes to like, oh, getting a car loan, I could have a credit score of 765. A white man could have a credit score of 765. We're both walking out with a different price, or we're both work walking out with different interest rates. If y'all don't know what an interest rate is, I suggest you take a class for that or something like that. But anyways, we'll have different interest rates. We have the same credit score, same identical history, but yet the black man has to pay a higher interest rate than the white man. And this is statistically speaking. Same thing in a job. When it comes to job interviews, the black man has to work harder or show more than somebody who's of a different color. And this is all statistically speaking. So that's why I say every day I have to prove that I can work harder than everybody else. All right. Second question is, give me a second. Damn it. When and how did you become aware of your membership in the cultural or ethnic group? Oh, day one. Day one. As long as I can remember. Shit. When I was in freaking preschool, my nigga, I used to like, I noticed at a young age that I would be talked to differently than others. Like some people might talk slower to me than others, or some people might talk more rudely to me than other kids. And I was in preschool. That was like when I was a kid. I've been on this. This shit, man. I don't care what any of y'all pro white or white supremacists have to say and shit like that. Being black is different. My mama had to teach me how to walk in these streets. My mama had to teach me how to talk to the cops in order for me not to get arrested in these streets out here. Until y'all do that to y'all kids, don't ever tell me that racism don't exist. I don't really give a fuck. Like, it's crazy. It ain't cute, like, how you have to be taught that. You know what I'm saying? But anyways. Number three, do you believe there are stereotypes associated with your cultural group? If so, what are these stereotypes and when did you become aware of these stereotypes? How long y'all got? Black people like Kool-Aid, black people like chicken, black people like watermelon, black people like ghetto music, like black people love Jordans, black people love buying designer clothes. That's Africans talking a language which I've never heard of in my life. Africans live in huts and jungles and shit like that. Very few of us do, actually. Like, I could, if you really wanted me to write down a list of all of the stereotypes I've ever heard of, man, I'll give you at least 10 pages. And that's just crazy because all these stereotypes. Who doesn't like watermelon? Who doesn't like Kool-Aid? Who doesn't like fried chicken? Like, most of these stereotypes are bullshit. Maybe funny sometimes, but like when you're growing up with that, like, okay, I've probably learned about all those things when I was like in the first grade. So, and when you hear me that shit, although that shit does build character or whatever, that shit still hurts. You know what I'm saying? That shit, like hearing that shit still hurts because it's like, what the fuck? Don't you like fried chicken? Yeah. Tripping. All right. Number four. Have you been personally affected by prejudice and or racism? Aha! Yes. When was 14, I got arrested because I matched the suspects, who they were looking for. First of all, I was 14 years old, a child, and how do I even look like an adult? I got wrongfully arrested. And I had to wait the whole day basically until like 9 to 10 o'clock until they released me to tell me that, oh, I'm not the same person. I mean, I'm not the person. I'm like, yeah, duh, I've been telling y'all this niggas this. And then they, like, the cops, they were hella racist, bro. Like, this happens on a daily. That shit happens every day to other people. But, hell yeah, man. When I was 15, no, when I was 13, I punched, like, there was this one racist kid, kept on calling me a nigga, kept on calling me a nigga. I'm like, yo, don't call me that shit. And then he said, I was what? I was like, well, I don't know. Just like, I didn't tell him I don't know. I told him that if you don't stop, I'm gonna freaking punch you in the fucking face. And then he got closer and kept calling me that shit. I went to the principal's office, reported that shit like how I'm supposed to. They told me to ignore him. And I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, just ignore him. I know it's hard, but just ignore him. They're like, all right, say no more. I went back out. He still kept calling me a nigga. I'm gonna call me that shit one more time. Called me, he came close in my face. He's a nigga. Broke his nose. Punched him right in his face. It broke his nose. Then guess what happened? I got tried as an adult for aggravated assault at the age of 13. Y'all can't tell me racism don't live. If it wasn't for my good grades and me being a good kid in general, I don't know. That shit would have turned out differently. What suggestions can you offer to encourage mutual respect among various ethnic groups? Honestly, treat others as you would want to be treated. There doesn't have to be, like, there doesn't have to be no cultural wars. Just treat others the way how you want to be treated. Sounds corny as fuck, but this is the philosophy that I live by, and it's changed my perspective of a lot of things, you know? If a Mexican man treats a black man good, everybody's happy. If a white man treats a Asian man good, everybody's happy. So white, it's like, just treat others how you want to be treated. Simple as that. Then the last question is, what would you like others to know about being a member of your ethnic group? Oh, this one I love talking about. Being black isn't a trend, bruh. It's something that me and many others and I, for all y'all freaking English majors or whatever, I don't know. Look, we have to do that shit for the rest of our lives. Being black isn't all fun and games. Like, niggas be like, being black is fun. I mean, honestly speaking, being black is fun. But, like, honestly speaking, though, like, it's hard out here. We have to prove so much just to, like, get by and shit like that. I know I'm looked at differently than other people, other races, and shit like that. I know that shit. Like, It's plain obvious when walking the elevators with people, when freaking on the bus with other people sometimes. I know I'm different. Or I know that people treat me differently. Another thing, when we say Black Lives Matter, it doesn't mean that other lives don't matter. It just means that we're always being shown that, oh, so-so person died, so-so person got shot by cops because they thought it was a gun, or yada yada yada, and the person's always black. Like, come on. Isn't that suspect? Y'all niggas be tripping when y'all be like people who be saying all lives matter, y'all, why do y'all have to protest my protest? Like, what's the issue with that? But anyways, y'all be bugging sometimes, but I'm faded. This isn't one of my greatest podcasts, I know, but I honestly just wanted to just make one because I've been saying I'm gonna post one up, but I haven't posted one up in a while. But anyways, y'all, thank you for listening. Like I said, I always do appreciate all those who do listen to my podcast. So this is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate it. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.